This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses are what we want for November. I had a little frost here at the farm last night, first one of the season. In fact, it's chilly. I went outside, but it's good. It's invigorating in a sense. I don't like it because it slows down. It means nothing will grow anymore because it's been snapped by the frost. So the corn will stop growing in the grass will stop growing, so you got to get it all harvested and get it in so it has some nutritional value. But there is something. I just went outside. Excuse me. Yeah. Took a deep breath to clean out my lungs. And that's kind of what it does. It's very invigorating. Certainly, if you're having a problem waking up and there's frost on the pumpkin, then you go outside, take a big deep breath and cough it out a little bit because the allergies are still there. As a matter of fact, after the frost, sometimes the stuff that, in my case, I'm allergic to becomes more of an issue because it's no longer organic. It's just there, dust everywhere. And therefore, if you're smart, and if I'm going to get some not that smart, you have to eliminate it. Hard to get food for the cows, though, without being out in the grass unless you go buy it. I like to control what I feed to the cows, so I know what the quality is. So it's the same thing as we have on the Food Farm Family Report.
Yeah.
The recall leg of that dog food. Come on, they tell you to throw it away, dispose of it, destroy it. No, that's the most outrageous claim. Any company that suggests don't do business with them ever again. Because they're not concerned about you. They're concerned about them.
That they don't doesn't care about you getting money back. Yeah, they just don't now. Want to be consumed and then an illness or a possible death and then sue them. Exactly.
Right.
Well, and here's the kicker, too. And it seems like there are more warnings of do not feed this to your pets, do not feed this to your pets, than there is for humans when there are recalls for our food, where it's just a simple, like, hey, this is happening in it. Don't consume it. People actually have the audacity to get their pet some food, find out that there's a recall for some situation, and actually think, you know what, I already bought it. I'm just going to finish this bag, and then I'll get them a new one. Have an animal. No. Do not have a pet if you are going to be like that. My goodness.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. One of the other things that you ought not to do as you start your day, you go through your work, you go through relationships, you go, well, even go to the grocery store, go wherever it is that you go. There's always another person there, right? Or other people. And I wonder how generous you are to folks who sometimes are different than you are. Are you always comparing yourselves to other people? Do you see what they're doing and maybe you're better off than they are? Or maybe they're better off than you are. And then people, you know, somebody's better looking, right? Or maybe they have more money, or maybe they have more friends, or maybe they're smarter than you are. And then you start thinking, oh, I should be like that. Why aren't I like that? You know what? Be thankful for what you have, because not all of us are the same.
But
some people are here
too.
To inspire.
Sorry, go ahead.
Say, no, go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just saying there are hidden battles. And then I said, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, there are. Yeah, there are. And you check your ego at the door. And, you know, when it comes to other people, just take care of yourself. That's a big job, right? Don't you know? Taking care of yourself, spirit, mind, body, and taking care of the people that you care about and not worrying about or gossiping about. Now, even though we do every day, we spend some time on social media stuff talking about the gossipy stuff that others are talking about, but this is a conversation program, so it's about what people are talking about. Do I like all the things that we talk about? No, not at all. There's a lot of stuff that I talk about. I feel like I have to sort of put a spin on it, but I don't like it.
But I think we also make it known of like...
Yeah, we do.
There are some celebrity gossip things where we even ask ourselves, why does anybody care about this? Why is anybody talking about this? Why are we talking about this? And I feel like sometimes that's the more important part of the conversation, pointing out, like, why does anybody care?
Well, in the case of Matthew Perry, at this point,
the
guy's still dead. And whatever you go through, I will tell you one thing, however, that has started to circulate, and it may or may not be true. I'm not going to judge. I'm going to pass it along to you, and you tell me what you think. You can always share with us on any of our social media, by the way, at Good Day Networks, or by dialing up and leaving a comment at 855-999-DOUG. The rumor, or rumor has it, I'm going to put this, not the rumor, but rumor has it that Matthew Perry died of complications of having a COVID shot. Think about that for a moment. Have you asked yourself, see, this is kind of the going around the barn to get into the barn. There is a lot of talk about what happened, but there's no final result of the autopsy. Have you noticed that? There's nobody, he had a heart attack, he drowned, but they keep saying that there's more to come. And so now there are those, and maybe it's just a conspiratorialist, but there are others who give credence to how dangerous these shots were.
And I keep hearing mixed things where some issues are a result of the COVID vaccine itself. I hear other things where issues are the result of the COVID, the different COVID variants. Yeah. And so it just seems like no matter what it is, whether it is the virus itself or the vaccine itself, it just seems like everything keeps revolving around COVID still.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a great controversy. Okay, if you are a traveler and you're going to some place in California for Thanksgiving like I am, I'm going to California for this weekend for my birthday, there are a couple of super volcanoes that are not together, but scientists are looking at these two separate volcanoes on two different continents that are coming to life, if you will. There's one in southern Italy called the Campi-Fiegri volcano that has for a long time been dormant. And then there's a volcano in eastern California near Mammoth Mountain. This is a place where there have been small earthquakes and this sort of thing. And earthquakes usually happen, whether you realize it or not, around the mountains, volcanoes, because it's volcanic activity that in most cases causes the seismic activity. It's one and the same. So if things are happening under the surface, like 70, 80 miles down, sometimes down to 140 miles under the surface of the, you know, there's a skin on the planet that's down about 70 miles. And then under that, there's the molten lava that sort of pops up and is here and there. And that's what, like a pimple that should explode on your face. I know it's kind of a gross comparison, but that's what it is. Volcanoes are pimples on the face of the planet. And every once in a while, they, like, you squeeze the... I'm not going to make that comparison still, but you understand what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. We all had them as kids. Some people have them as adults even. So they're both called super volcanoes, though. And this, if you understand what that term means, describes a volcano that at one time or another has erupted and has pushed out 240 million miles worth of material. Good God. Can you imagine? But most of it flows in California's case. I don't think that's not going to go. It doesn't go on to the end of the ocean. If it goes in the ocean, no big deal. And I'm not sure exactly where this Italian volcano is. But what do you think about first when you think about an eruption like this? A lot of people think that it's going to be the end of civilization, right? This is a big explosion.
Think about
there's so much energy behind it. And there are some that are obviously more explosive than others. And these, that's why they call these super volcanoes. You can look at pictures from the NASA website and see where the activity, they've got shots of from the satellites of what's going on with these two. And so, anyway, there's a, it's not far from Mount Vesuvius, which is a famous Italian volcano, right? I love these Italian names. It's near the port town of Paluzzi. Not far from Naples. So that, I think, would be closer to the water. But anyway, it's just something else going on. Seismic activity. Like, we didn't have enough on the planet. The stuff going on under the planet. Or under the skin of the planet. Not under the planet, but under the skin.
Mm-hmm. So, think about how much magma is sitting just under.
Yeah.
Under all,
well, that's
of
what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There really is so much. You forget how large our world really is.
Yeah, well, it's also, it's what's the word, the best word? It's volatile, right? The planet is volatile because of all the things going on it and in it. Two separate things. We have control, I think, over what goes on it, but we don't have any control over what goes on in it. And so anybody who claims that we're having volcanoes or we're having earthquakes because of global warming is nuts. They don't buy that. That's not what happens at all. What's going on under the surface cannot be connected in any way, shape, or form to what's going on in the atmosphere. Not at all. So don't fall into that. Some people will take anything and everything and blame it on global warming or climate change. Which is not certainly where I am. The volcanoes are kind of like people. They have their own personality. A big part of the vocabulary, which is called volcanology, is monitoring these volcanoes. Imagine spending your life just looking at needles on a screen. Remember that movie? What was the movie that Paul Giamatti played the... It was a movie about a volcano. I'm trying to remember.
I don't
what
know,
it
but
was.
The, what's in my head right now is Joe versus the Volcano. Tom Hanks, way back in the day. And who else was that?
Right.
Meg Ryan? No, that wasn't Meg Ryan. Who else was that?
Was Meg Ryan in that? Meg Ryan's in a new movie, first one for in the past 8 years. It'd be interesting to see how that does at the box office. Kind of a romantic comedy with David Duchovny. 18 after here on Good Day.
I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
At the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in the air for a long time, here, there, and everywhere. Thankful for the folks who have been listening. Can you imagine somebody who's been listening to me since I started doing this program? As a matter of fact, last week was the beginning of the 30s, 1988 to the beginning of the 36th year of this program. Somebody been around for 36 years. It'd be interesting just to talk to them and think or hear what they think about how things have changed over all of these years in a number of ways. We didn't have social media, by the way. When I started doing this program, think about that. There was no social media. I think the cell phones were those big things you stuck in your ear that weighed about 3 pounds. That was how that worked back then.
It was like a big old brick.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly. Yeah, like a big old brick. There we go. That's what they called them, too, back then. Those were the first bricks. We used bricks for our broadcast, but no relation to the first bricks, for sure. All right, in terms of what's trending in social media, Joe Biden the president's always there. Names that, you know, look at the trending list, and Biden's on them and Trump's on them. President's executive order on artificial intelligence is something a lot of people are talking about, calling artificial intelligence the villain, and the essence of it is kind of like Mission Impossible. The order on artificial intelligence comes in part due to the bad guy in Mission Impossible. Did you realize that? The reason somebody went to the Deputy White House Chief of Staff and asked him, why did the president do this now? Apparently, they watched the movie Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning and saw what was going on with artificial intelligence and decided, we better do something about that.
Glad it took a movie to get
into that. Oh, my God. All right? So, there you go. Apparently, somebody pointed out to the president there were a lot of AI false images of him, and he saw some of them, and that disturbed him as well. He saw false images of himself, of his dog, and he said, okay, we got to do something about this. Excuse me. So this executive order is supposed to be aimed at making it safe and secure and trustworthy. So can the government do that?
I mean, a question, can the government do anything? Most of the stuff the government gets involved in, they screw up because there's just too many people in the country, too many people in the world, and there's too many people in government. So nobody agrees. There should be one person, and let's just, this is it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's referred to as supplemental guidance for the Commerce Department in talking about content that's AI generated. That's a lot of words. You know, what's interesting is that they have a major policy based on seeing the movie. I think that's what's interesting about that is anything else. Let's see, what else do we have here? Amy Rohrbach and TJ Holmes have gone Instagram official. So why is that?
I still don't understand why they lost their... What?
I'm just wondering what the big deal is here. I don't know that much about either one of them.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is. Well, they were working together, and they both lost their jobs because they were having an affair. Their marriages ended. They're still together.
Oh, that's right.
This affair happened, like, how long ago? But they only just now made it, quote-unquote, Instagram official.
Well, they were on Good Morning America.
I still don't understand why they even lost their jobs. And they're starting a podcast together, too.
Yeah,
but
right.
Not I'm not justifying affairs, but people have affairs all of the time. Why? What does that have to do with their work? And especially, they're still together.
It shows how mealy-minded some of the people, the executives are that run some of these networks, some of the television, and in media in general. It's ridiculous. They decided to step out together, and they're having a good time, and good luck to them. I mean, the world needs-
we all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this week on Capitol Hill.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News last night responds.
The failures of the whole administration of what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening.
With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. Girl, I gotta leave.
No. November. All right, so what's going on here? This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I just tapped my finger on it. You ever do that when the paper sticks together or you're working with something? Because I have all this stuff in front of me, all these computer screens. And I also, as you know, love to have things to look at, whether it be newspapers or some of the stories. And sometimes the paper just sticks together. So I know it's not a big problem, but it is. It gets in the way, excuse me, of me moving to the next focus, which is, in this case, a Buddhist monastery experiencing a true renaissance following a series of museum repatriations that brought about a lot of interest in this 900-year-old monastery. Wow. I love Buddhism. I think Buddha is the coolest thing. I think that Buddhism, the philosophy that Buddha brought about back in the 11th, 12th, 13th century, the
the way that Buddha looks, or Buddhists look at reality, look at the world, the way their shrines are built. I have a head. What do they call it? Not a head. What do you call it when you have a head of some person? It's a bust.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bust of Buddha out on my backyard on a rock. And Buddha's there all the time looking at what's going on. And I have little Buddha statues here and there around in the house because I think that there is a philosophy there that we all might do well to live by. And it's the main philosophy of most religions. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, peace and love and harmony and things that are said, some of the artworks. About as far as this concerned, this monastery, a lot of this stuff was stolen. It's now back in the museums, and some of it was loaned to some museums. Right? I think a couple of U.S. museums had some of this stuff in it, and it's all been sent back over to this museum. Not really a museum, it's a monastery, but kind of like a museum. Ever been?
Mm-hmm.
This is an area of the world where I haven't really traveled as much as I would like to. This is, you know, the Indonesia, some of the places in Asia that you see beautiful pictures of. People go, like Fiji, you know, places like that. And then the story of, what's the name of that book? It was written in the 1930s. About the Shangri-La. Do you know the story of Shangri-La?
The book? From the book?
Well, no. But what Shangri-La really is.
I mean,
is.
I know the actual place, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's in Tibet, on the other side of the Tibetan mountains, a place that you would go to live forever, so rumor has it. Anyway, it is that. But that part of the world is so peaceful, so quiet, so distant from the rest of the world, frankly, although I think the Chinese are trying to figure out how they can take it over. Leave it to them to try to mess up a good thing. Anyway, the Chinese government. Do I have to put that in there? I suppose I should. I don't want to offend anybody. Heavens knows. The last thing I want to do is offend anybody. That's not what we're all about here. Okay, so now we have some teachers in the news today. In Portland, Oregon, teachers have kicked off a strike. They're complaining about the size of their classes. They're complaining about their pay. They're complaining about the resources that are available. So there are 45,000 students in Portland, which is Oregon's largest city. This is not anything that's new. Apparently, the teachers' salaries have not kept up with inflation, and the school system is not keeping up with the resources that are necessary. You see this happening all over the country, where the parent-teacher association goes out and have fundraisers to buy paper and to buy books and to buy... What are we paying taxes for? I think I would be asking that out there. I ask it here. The schools are closed now. There's not any classroom online going on. The union rep says the teachers are stressed about the whole situation. They don't want to be on strike, but it's the only way to advocate for their point of view. Nobody's paying any attention. School department, the people running the city.
They're underpaid. The classes are oversized.
Yeah.
People want no child left behind. But when you have one paraprofessional helping, and it's a class size of like up to 40 people, that's a hazard.
You know, I think about it. I had 41 people. I think three grades that I remember in elementary school. In the fourth grade, there were 41 students in my class. In the sixth grade, there were 46. And I thought what went on, and there was one person in the room, and that was it, the teacher. That was it. And so what's happened to mature this into an issue of, well, we want 23, no bigger than 23 children in the class, and we want teachers' aid.
Well, I think not everybody had a chance to learn. In a class that size, not everyone gets the attention. And also noticing that students don't all learn the same way. Some do better more hands-on approach. Some are better with visualizing, other auditory.
That is true. That I agree with. All right, here's a high school teacher on leave after yelling, "Hail Satan!" She came to class dressed as the devil. Arizona high school teacher put on administrative leave following the allegation by students that she dressed like the devil, came into class, yelled, "Hail Satan!" All right. Was it Halloween? That was before Halloween.
Actually. Yeah, it was a few days before Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, Izali. What would happen? I was a teacher for 4 years. I was thinking of what I did on a couple of Halloween occasions and what we did, silly stuff. But you can't get today. I don't know that there's anything big.
I think it was a joke gone wrong. It was Halloween Spirit Week and all of that. And you just, it's one thing to come with double horns and to be dressed as a devil, but then starting to yell the chants. I think it was just a joke that went too far.
So some of the students have said the teacher should be fired because of what she did. No.
But where's the education in that?
What, firing him?
Yeah, taking ownership, realizing that she did something wrong, and people make mistakes. This was
all right,
a mistake.
But so the complaining persons, this one kid is, "I'm a Christian, and this is obviously not good." Get a life.
Oh, the dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Lord. All right, now here's something that happened in the workplace that probably isn't good. Right? I think I can go out on a limb here and suggest to you the story of this pilot who now has been indicted for threatening the co-pilot, had a gun in the cockpit, and so the grand jury has indicted him. He intimidated his co-pilot with a gun during a flight. His name is Jonathan Dunn. Indicted for interfering with the crew of a commercial airliner. This is something that took place late last year. Dunn, first officer, interfered with the performance of the crew by using a firearm to assault the captain. Disagreement about where the flight was going. Huh?
What? Well, about a potential flight diversion because of a passenger's medical event. They had a disagreement, and so the first officer pulled out a firearm, which he was cleared to carry. But that just goes to show, so, how many times have we seen stuff like this where people actually get shot over a parking spot or something else where they are legally carrying their weapon, but they have a moment where they feel like they have to bring out their weapon.
He was what a surprise. He was fired by Delta, and he's going to court this month. That's a story that's everywhere, it should be, frankly. All right, here's another one. This is from the legal department of the Good Day program. The trial of Caitlin Armstrong, yoga instructor, accused of killing cyclist Anna Maria Wilson, I guess. So the opening statement started. She killed this yoga instructor, killed her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend out of jealousy. Huh? That's another example, right, of people going crazy. Well, so if you're not in a relationship, get a life. Move on. You're going to kill the guy if he doesn't want to be with you. Somehow or other.
Was with her. She was the current girlfriend. She killed the ex.
She killed the ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what was the ex-girlfriend doing that made her jealous or made her worried about her status with the present boyfriend? I don't see anything in the story that suggests that she was around or he was paying attention to her. Is there? Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. So why did she go over? Why did she go after this woman? Anyway,
well, no, and then she basically spent a month on the run.
Yeah,
she was accused by authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, that's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. Right. Here's the story about this. This is something that amazes me. 6-year-old kid shoots his teacher. This is the son. Remember the story? And the mother now has been...
Yeah, shot the teacher in the hand. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. She's going to be sentenced for felony child neglect. So the child got a hold of the gun and shot the teacher. It wasn't like it was a, you know, it didn't seriously injure the teacher, but she gets 5 years. Okay, that's, is that adequate? Yeah, I think that's adequate. The parents are responsible. You're going to put the kid who's 6 years old in jail because he shot the teacher?
Well, it didn't really
What I want to know is how the gun got to, where was the teacher? I don't remember this enough of the story to remember where the teacher was or where how the gun got into proximity of the teacher.
It was in the classroom.
Do you remember?
They were in the classroom, and the teacher had taken away the child's cell phone. And the child already had some disciplinary
situations.
I believe it was the cell phone, or there was something, or he wanted to use her cell phone. There was something about a cell phone, and he had already threatened to bring a gun to school, and he did that day. Had it in his backpack. A couple students knew. They let authority figures know in the school, and it was one of those things that nobody did anything. And even his mom, it was his mom or dad, I believe it was the child's mom, was even there that day having a meeting, was supposed to take the child back home with her, but ended up keeping him in school, and she left. And then that was when the shooting happened, and the teacher saved the rest of the classmates. But this child had already been accused of strangling another teacher, doing different things. There were definitely
the hell is this kid doing in a regular school? It should be in this kid should be in a special needs school somewhere way away from all the rest of them. The mother apparently was on marijuana, and that may have affected her judgment to a point. But wow, imagine that in your circumstance in your school. Imagine that, or don't have them in the first place. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back at 53 after the hour. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions for Dr. Ken that you can dial in, by the way. 855-999-3684. Some of the questions make the voices actually make it onto the air. Some of the questions that we transcribe to get them to Ken so he can answer them. But if you care to dial us up anytime, it doesn't have to be just when Ken's on the air, but you'll be thinking about it then because you'll hear me talking about it. But this phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for calls and comments, questions for Dr. Ken at 855-999-3684. Now, let's talk about a blood test. People are wondering about the risk for ALS, which is Gehrig's disease, right? And what happens because of all the toxins that are in the air. We could probably say this, there's so many toxins in the air. I was talking earlier about plastics and what's happening after Halloween with all the plastic stuff, the disposable things, supposedly disposable, that we get. You know, packaging is a big issue here, and I'm wondering how that may play into this study. What do you say?
Yeah, this is, take note, everybody. This is out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug. Researchers that use the blood test to gauge a person's risk for Lou Gehrig's disease. This is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a mouthful. Horrible problem. And the test is based on exposure to environmental toxins such as pesticides and PCBs. It can also help predict a person's survival after an ALS diagnosis. So by looking at all the possible causes, it seemed like those two were at the highest in terms of being linked to people who were getting ALS. Just something to take note about.
All right, so this is an offshoot of something we talked about on a previous program when I asked you how doctors are going to deal with AI in patient care. One of the things the FDA is looking at, apparently, is the fact that there are no real rules. So would you be expected as a doctor to make up your own rules in your clinic as to how artificial intelligence may play into how you treat your patients?
Well, I think the general rule that we all act by, you know, we take an oath, do no harm. And so that's a general rule that if I was using AI, you know, I would want to use it to just improve the quality level of care. Where I think we have problems with it, you know, this is, I like to call it assisted intelligence, Doug,
yeah.
Where it benefits the patients.
I would like that. Yeah.
Where it's used to filter out who gets what. That's where I have trouble with. And, you know, and there are unfortunate efforts in various, relationships to medicine to try to introduce it as a way to filter out who should get what. And,
yeah.
And this is where you need, you know, a personal physician involved in these decisions, not the machines. And I think this is what most people are concerned about.
Next question. When will the nationwide Adderall shortage end? I didn't know there was a shortage of Adderall, but then I think I know what Adderall is. Isn't that for ADHD and some of the things that the mind disconnect stuff? And a lot of people need it. But ADHD is sort of a neurological disorder, right? Isn't it?
Right. ADHD medication shortage. It is straining patients and families who are dealing with this. And hopefully, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think really anyone knows the answer to your question. And hopefully this is a longer, bigger term picture about it. How and where we depend on where our drugs are made. And I think this is just a warning to our planning that we should be making medications here in America with adequate availability, adequate testing. And, you know, you get your medicines coming in from wherever, you know, is the FDA
China.
Really out there checking enough?
Nope, not at all. They don't check anything that comes in. They don't even check the meat that comes in, the food, the produce from other countries, never mind the drugs. And
this is a symptom of a big problem that hopefully we bring most of our, or all of our drug manufacturing
back
locally.
Here. Yep, exactly. That's a word. And those are thoughts and sentiments expressed by all the people who are actually in the know. And speaking of people that are in the know, that's what Dr. Ken is all about. Here at your service on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.